Hey, here it is, the second episode of the official Dharmalars podcast, second episode with that name. I'm Ben Johnson, and with me at my left is Ralph Oppel.
Yeah, go ahead, say my name.
Yeah, all the internet knows now.
They're tracking you down. I changed my name on MySpace from Ralph hyphen or whatever that dash.
Ralph underscore?
No, oh no, it's just a dash. It's not Ralph like
minus.
Underneath.
one less than
Ralph minus. I changed it from Ralph minus to Ralph Oppel, so Ralph Minus wouldn't be in the Clerks 2 credits.
Because there was that thing on MySpace.
The first 10,000 people to add Clerks 2 as their friends got a fan credit in Clerks 2. So
you wanted to make sure that it didn't have Ralph Minus. It gave full credit to you.
Everybody knows my last name now instead of thinking about it.
There's going to be the fan credits for Clerks 2. That's going to be and hearts. I am only here today. And hearts.
Period. Some kind of period that ends up in the middle.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
the upper periods.
All right, so here we are. Dharmalars podcast. Not a lot to talk about Lost-wise during the summer.
There's tons to talk about Lost. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Apparently, the Lost people got snubbed for a bunch of the major Emmy Awards.
Ooh, that's good to talk about.
So that's not Lost stuff to talk about.
You're right. It's some non-Lost stuff that we can totally talk about.
But, whatever, that's kind of boring.
Was there, like, just actors, or did the show get any nominations?
The one I do know is guest star for the dude who played Desmond.
Oh, right on.
So.
Well, good for him. He was on 24, too. Did he get an Emmy for that?
Is that the sequel to 24?
24, too, yeah. That's dumb.
It's funny, I was listening to Malcolm West Ask. They just put up a two-hour episode with listing all of their lists, which I'm not going to do that many lists. But they were talking about Conan O'Brien doing 60.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Each episode of 60 took place in 1 second during an entire minute.
It was brought to you in real time.
I don't know.
So we're pretty excited about going to Comic-Con in a couple weeks.
Ooh.
Yep, we're going to go see our beloved Fullerton Flyers play the San Diego Surf Dogs in
Nobody has any idea what you're talking about. Even like Southern Californians wouldn't even know what that is. But we are going to go see it, and it's going to be awesome because...
But if I could have gotten like another sentence out, it might have been, so here's what that is.
So what is that, Ben?
Wow. I don't even know.
Even
people from Southern California don't know. That's where I'm from.
It's kind of a minor league level, like a
independent baseball league
with the play itself actually marrying that of really crappy minor league play.
Yeah, or like really good college play.
Or I watched the College World Series, and I think those guys could beat
our beloved Flyers.
Yeah.
So the Fullerton Flyers is important because they play very close to my house, and we can walk and see a game for like $3.50. Get a couple of dollar beers, and they will be in town, coincidentally, in San Diego, playing another minor team.
Coincidentally, they were in town in San Diego last year at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how much of a coincidence that is. I just think that the Flyers are big nerds.
Yeah, they probably are fans of, like, some flying comic book. Like,
but,
The Flying Superman. So,
Flying Superman?
I don't. Is there
you know most... comic books, dude?
Apparently, I don't. That's why I'm going to the convention.
There's gotta be what?
No, so I can learn.
No, you gotta be professional. It's a convention.
Oh, you're right. It's not a comic book.
You have
teaching.
You have to wear your brown suit and tie with your elbow patches, with your bourbon and your red nose, talking about Bill Brasky, the airport bar. It's a convention, dude. What do you think happens there?
It's
a business.
It is a business. It's the business of being a nerd, and business is booming.
I was telling Stevie, my wife, that I broke the news yesterday saying that it's full of pretty much hardcore nerds, and that she would feel like the coolest person there, which you think would be a positive thing, but.
Wait, had you been sandbagging her the whole time?
No, I've just been telling her that Comic-Con's so fun and it's awesome and you'll love it, but I'd never mentioned that you're surrounded completely by nerds.
So Comic-Con's coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to report about that when we get back.
I right now am going to try to hijack the Jay and Jack podcast.
Nice.
Jay told me that he is recording, they're recording on Sunday, I think. During Comic-Con,
we need to
bust in on that and totally take it over.
We can drug their milk a la B.A. Baracus. Take them out.
So they can get in the plane?
Yeah. Well, It works for all kinds of purposes when you want to get someone unconscious. It's not just for planes.
What BA stand for?
Bad attitude.
Really?
Bad attitude, Baracus.
Cause, yeah, because usually when people tell me, hey, Ralph, hang a BA, I don't think hang a bad attitude.
Well, that's good.
All right. What else to talk about?
And we're also excited about the 21 Weeks of Bond.
You want to talk about the 21 Weeks of Bond?
Hell yeah.
All right. Last week's was the first week of the 21 Weeks of Bond, and that was Dr. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Craig sent me an email about making lists. Now, let's talk about that. I'm just fucking with you, dude. No, let's...
Oh, I see how it's going to be.
If there's anybody excited about the 21 Weeks of Bond, it's me.
Clearly.
Because I'm the one that set up this whole mess. If you go to myspace.com/casinoskunk, you will see how heavily involved I am with the 21 Weeks of Bond. You have to check my blog, my pictures, my heroes, favorite music, favorite movies. I put the trailer up for next week's film, for Rush with Love. I made a slideshow of all the posters and what weekends those movies are happening.
He names his dog James Bond. He yells, look, James Bond, even though there's no James Bond around.
So you guys know when it comes to Comic-Con, I will be there on business. As a nerd.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so the 20 Weeks of Bond basically leading
21,
up to...
It's 21
weeks. 21
weeks
of Bond, that's right.
Started last week, July 1st, then it'll end on November 17th at 11 in the morning when I go see Casino Royale first thing. And I drag all my friends who call into work to go see it with me.
So nobody.
Yeah. You know, I like the James Bond movies, but I'll probably be the first one to admit that they're really bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know about bad. Well, yeah, Dr. No.
Dr. No is very boring.
Well, we did our intro about what it is. Now let's talk about this week, Dr. No.
Dr. No.
Dr. No was the first James Bond.
First James Bond movie came out in 1962, directed by Terrence Young, produced by Harry Saltzman and Cubby Broccoli, music by Monty Norman.
Well,
that's what it says.
I saw it. I don't know any of that shit.
Well,
that was good.
If any of you know about James Bond now, you wouldn't know that Dr. No was a Bond movie by looking at it.
You wouldn't recognize it. It's funny because we think of Bond now and we think of him as a big action star and they're action films. But sometimes watching Dr. No, I kind of try to fall asleep between the first action scene and the next one half an hour later.
Yeah, and the first action scene is James Bond punching a guy in the face.
And it's not even like the rest of it's not intrigue. It's not like he's trying to figure out a mystery.
He goes and talks to somebody.
Right.
They tell him to go talk to a different person.
Right.
And then when he talks to that person, they find out where they need to go, and they go there.
Yeah. And then he gets captured again.
By Dr. No.
Oh, I guess for the first time. So we are doing tallies. We're going to keep a running tally of certain things that we notice happen in James Bond films a lot. We've been tallying how many times James Bond himself says shaken, not stirred. And so far that's one.
How many times he said Bond, James Bond, which is
one.
And
how many times he's been captured, which is
one.
And
so far, pretty much, I think at the end of 21 Weeks of Bond, all these will be 21
at the very least.
But here's the interesting stuff. Let's look at James Bond's body count.
Yeah, for the movie that we both just now right now said was sleepy and not action packed, he actually murdered 8 people. So, I mean, really using that license to kill.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't drive 8 times today.
Well, since this is a lost podcast, wait, what?
I have a license to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's 21 Weeks of Bond. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk next week about whatever one comes next.
And so James Bond's banged 3 girls?
Yeah, 3 girls. We're also keeping track of how many girls he banged. And there's 3 of them. Another important stat.
Name one of them.
Sylvia Trench.
Ooh, good one. That's the first girl James Bond ever banged.
I doubt it. Well, in the movies, right?
Not ever.
He was kind of old.
Not ever, dude.
Wow. What a loser.
Yeah, James Bond kind of...
Yeah, well, he's got an interesting technique, because there was that one girl that he totally knew. What's her name? The other Bond girl. The one that he knew was, like, selling him out. So he called the cops on her to have her arrested, and then while he waited for the cops, he banged her.
That's Miss Taro.
That's kind of hardcore. That's messed up.
Miss Taro, who obviously is Asian, as you can tell by her eye makeup.
Yeah. So yeah, next week we'll talk about From Russia with Love, and we'll see if we can get any of those stats past one. You want to talk about your list now?
No, not yet.
Want to talk about something tiny?
I'm looking. I have this tiny piece of paper with my lists on it. Let me see. I can't.
Brick? Cowboy? Well, or ghost?
No. What is? No. No.
Crosby,
I think that's of lots.
Goodbye. Emily?
Oh, you know what that is? It's Geology of Lost.
Oh, jeez.
I know, it was one word I changed in the middle, because I put geometry for some reason. I was like, wait, but now
geometry,
it's just like...
Geology of Lost is actually pretty interesting. All the Pythagorean theorems and...
No, but Ryan sent me the fucking biggest file that destroyed my room.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to open it yet, because I was at work.
I sent it to Craig. We're trying to figure out ways to put it up on the website, but... It's fucking huge.
What is it, like?
It's everything. It's a map of the world, okay. And there's like pinpoints where anything happened.
Like, this is like, where Sawyer was arrested by the police.
This is
in Australia.
Where Mr. Klux is. This is who's alive, who's dead.
Wow.
And all that. Anyway, it's fucking enormous.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Like, I zoomed in. It, like, when I opened it to fit the size of my screen on my picture viewer, it was at 11%.
Wow, and so that's like the size of
you're looking at my walls in my room right now to think how big it would turn out to be.
If you had 11 computers, where would they go? I guess is what I'm trying to imagine.
Fucking on eBay, that's where they'd go. Give me some cash.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Because
I'd like to know where shit happened.
Also, I was listening to Michael Massass, and unfortunately, the movie Brick was not shown in Oklahoma City. And I know that Ryan A. Howard and Craig were interested in seeing the movie, but they just didn't show it there. And they had mentioned that Emily DeRavin was in it.
She was really pretty good in it.
Here's the thing. They don't know anything. They didn't get to see it. They said they would have really liked it. Uh-huh. And I figured this is a good opportunity for you to discuss your favorite movie this year.
Yeah, Brick is my favorite movie of the year 2006. It's a noir detective story set against the backdrop of a high school. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the kid from Third Rock from the Sun, who's really coming to his own.
I didn't even notice it was him
really?
Until someone said something at the end of the movie.
He was way into that. He was way in character,
yeah.
Basically. So he has to find out, I mean, should I say, like, what he's looking for? Not much of a spoiler.
It's essentially the premise of the movie is that a friend of his in the school has disappeared, and he goes on the case.
Yeah, he goes... He's exactly like an old-timey private detective kind of guy, but it's very real in the reality of the high school, but it's also very stylized in the dialogue, which is just dense, and it's filled with made-up slang, and it's just... Really brilliant. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
And you got a shirt?
I got a shirt. Yeah,
which is it in Karstall Lockdown?
It's in Karstall Lockdown.
If you look at if you look at our blog on let's pimp our shit. Okay,
pimping for Brick.
If you go to myspace.com/darmalars, we set up a blog and we set up a place for you guys to comment on the show or be a dick about our show.
Right. However you choose to go.
Or you can you could look at our pictures. We put up some pictures, Ben and I, from the past, I don't know, 11
years, yeah.
However long we've known each other, and you could comment on those. Now, by the time we get to my blog, or our blog, and the movie we put on our blog that we did, it doesn't really matter, but you were wearing a shirt from the movie Brick in that.
Yeah,
so,
anyway. In the associated films, yeah.
So visit myspace.com/darmalars.
Yeah.
Be my friend, be Ben's friend. Be Ryan's friend, Ryan
who's laying supine on the bed behind the computer, producing the hell out of this shit.
Good job, guys. Keep it up.
He's holding a VCR controller like he's going to shut us down any second. Okay, so anyway.
If you don't need our podcast, sir.
So anyway, go to visit us there. Give us some feedback. We got a blog going. We have we're up to 30 friends. Not bad for a day.
So, what do you think? Time for lists?
You know what? I'm finding it very hard to make this list without the use of my hard drive. If I could go...
What list?
Yeah, we're making lists.
Okay, here we go. Let's start this up now.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, and we're going to get slammed again for stealing a bit. But I received an email from Craig, and Craig said, we're doing lists for our show. You guys should do lists too. And he gave me a list of what lists they were doing. And so I wrote those down. and I forwarded the email to Ben.
Uh-huh. You did.
And I came up with a list.
And then I slacked all week and came up with no lists.
Yeah.
So I'm doing them right now, just like this is the beginning of class, and the teacher's just going over some bullshit real quick before the homework's due. And I'm sitting there at my desk, coming up real quick. Oh, I better finish.
They talked about cereal, which, I mean, I don't think there's any different cereals that we can...
We're not going to bring anything new to the cereal genre.
Yeah, except they didn't mention Kix.
Well, those are kid-tested.
Motherfucker. Kid-tested.
Kid-tested? Motherfucker.
Kix. We already said that joke 3 times.
You're going to go for it right now.
I really wanted to do it. Like, I want to say, because you said the first part, I said the second part, then you said kind of all of it, but I was like, God, I really want to say all of it.
Funny? That joke we just made. Twice.
I really
want to try that out. What joke was that? I forgot already. What is it, Ralph?
Here, Ralph, you take it.
Kix. Kid-tested motherfucker. I love it.
It's a good one.
It is. But they didn't mention Kix, which I fucking love. And I'm with Ryan Howard, who said Basic Four was his number one.
Really?
And I'm not into sugar cereals. I was raised on sugar cereals, which as an adult, forced me to like good cereals.
Now, can I share something? Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Producer Ryan.
It's this. We weren't allowed to have sugar cereals in our house. So I don't want you to think that we were just watching PBS at our house and you know, making flannel boards or things like that. It was just one of the things. We didn't do sugar cereals. So as a result, it was like one of those things when I moved out of my house was to do all those things I never wanted.
Wasn't allowed to do. Like, sow your wild oats, your rum spring.
Yeah, so instead of like banging chicks in college like everybody else does, I had like bowls of Fruit Loops and Corn Pops.
And we were just sticking it to the man with every bite.
Oh, God, yeah. And now I'm at least 70 pounds heavier than I was when I left high school.
So. Which doesn't like explain my weight problem.
I don't know. What's your weight problem? Oh, because
I'm fat.
That's a problem. No, because you're the inverse of that. I don't know.
Well, you know, I couldn't have Honey Nut Chex. Wow. I mean, Honey Nut Cheerios. I had to have regular Cheerios.
So it's sort of like if your parents are Republicans, you're a Democrat, and vice versa?
Right.
I love regular Cheerios.
I love Republicans. Give me a big old bowl.
I love Cheerios.
Of Cheerios.
Cheerios? Cheerios.
That's our political joke for the week. We're set now. Now, let's do our list.
Okay.
Let's do it. Are we going to trade off one by one, or like, will each say our number 10?
They went through a lot of them already ad nauseum, so let's just fire through them. You do all yours,
okay,
and then we'll go back, and I'll do mine,
and then
we'll discuss. But we'll fight.
Okay. I'll start with movies, and my top 10 movies is a constantly shifting river of flow, based on whatever the fuck I'm thinking that week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I wrote down, like 3 or 4 days ago when Ralph emailed me. This is what I wrote down when I prepared for this ahead of time. Number 10, Army of Darkness.
I didn't even put that on my list.
Ha! Win!
All right, that goes again. Okay, go.
Number 9, Sin City.
Nice.
Number 8, Snatch. Number 7, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Number 6, Dogma. Number 5, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Number 4, The Fifth Element.
I think it's okay if you lump all the Lord of the Rings in as one.
Well, basically, what I do when I do this... Army of Darkness represents all Evil Deads. Last Crusade represents all Indiana Jones.
Got it.
Like, some of them are elected representatives.
Understand.
Number 3, in that same vein, is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Excellent.
Number 2 is Back to the Future.
I know what number 1 is.
And number 1 is The Big Lebowski.
This dude loves The Big Lebowski.
I watched that movie last night.
On purpose?
No, I
didn't. And then
I slipped in my DVD player.
Oh, shit!
Oh, crap. I've watched a movie.
I slipped
2 hours
nuts.
Later.
Somebody help me. I've been stuck here.
Yeah, I'm fucking standing on ball bearings on margarine.
This movie. What are you, Daniel Stern?
I'm not narrating Fred Savage's life.
Good one,
that's
dude.
The only thing he's ever done, according to me.
I was talking about Home Alone.
I know.
I'm fucking lost.
Oh, man.
You screw me over,
you must
dude.
Think I'm dumb.
All kind of did something that, because my list started getting really long.
Yeah.
And
you
these guys.
Didn't know the number 10?
Well, I just kept writing. Their show was really long, and I was like, oh, I just kept thinking of more and more movies, and they kept talking about.
That.
And the thing that sucked is they kept on mentioning movies that I really, really like and had on my list. So I have a lot of movies. I have like a list of 20.
Oh, man.
But let me just fire through a bunch of my old school movies that I really enjoy. Okay. These are movies that make me happy and think of my childhood.
Okay.
Children of a Lesser God. Terms of Endearment.
Children of a Lesser God. Have you seen the prequel to that?
What is it?
Children of a Decent Amount
Less Than God. Or Equal to God.
All right, here we go.
These are movies that make me think about
these are actually 10 that I have as my favorite as a kid. RoboCop, Naked Gun, Christmas Story, Stripes, Time Bandits, Red Dawn, Ghostbusters, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Goonies, and Beastmaster.
Is Beastmaster number one, or are those in no particular order?
Those are in no particular order. Beastmaster is the fucking shit.
I agree, but number one?
No. I said that wasn't in order.
Right, exactly.
Well, but
then don't say but.
But if there's anything I'd like to discuss the most would be Beastmaster.
Well, yeah.
Because people know all about
that. Shot, where you can see everything.
Okay. Here's my top 10 movies, and these are in no particular order because I'm all over the place. Ed Wood. Mm-hmm. Star Wars. Evil Dead, which I chose as my favorite of the trilogy. Uh-huh. Fight Club. The 39 Steps, which is my favorite Hitchcock movie.
That's a good one.
It's a fucking great movie. You should see it. My favorite James Bond movie, which is?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
That's correct. CQ.
If
you guys out there haven't seen a movie called CQ, well, you should. It's awesome. It's the letter C followed by the letter Q. Brazil, which was mentioned on the Mock Massas. Ryan A. Howard nice. Mentioned that. And Being John Malkovich.
Nice.
Out of Sight. Raising Arizona, and Metropolis.
Cool.
It's a 1925 film by Fritz Lang. 27.
Yeah.
It's a silent film. It's excellent. Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
I want to discuss Tenenbaums
because... This has been a point of contention, because not everyone picks that as their favorite Wes Anderson film.
That's correct.
Me, specifically, because it makes me sad. And I could just pick Bottle Rocket, which doesn't make me sad.
But Bottle Rocket will make you sad when Dignan punches Anthony in the face with the screwdriver.
Yeah, but they get over it.
Yeah. Well, Richie gets over
it. It makes me less sad than what Richie does.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I'm not saying...
Here's the explanation why I like Tenenbaums the most.
Okay.
I loved Bottle Rocket when I first saw it, and I saw Bottle Rocket before Rushmore came out. So, huge fan of Bottle Rocket. Loved the movie. When I went to go see Rushmore, I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
I thought the movie was good, but because I was so set in my ways of liking Wes Anderson for Bottle Rocket, it was really a different experience, and I didn't seem to enjoy it as much as I should.
Okay.
But since then, I've grown to like it. Now here comes Tenenbaums.
Right.
Now after growing to love Rushmore, here comes Tenenbaums, and I see the trailer. I'm like, holy shit, that's awesome! It looks like Rushmore, but even better.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when I went in to see Tenenbaums, it was everything I hoped for.
Okay.
It was like Rushmore, but better.
Yeah, right on.
So that's why
I can see. I like it a lot. I
love Life Aquatic. And I know people might not, but the more I watch that movie, the more I love it.
It grew on me.
It's awesome. Well, the first time we saw it, we kind of had crappy seats.
That's
so
true. Yeah, but I tried not to hold that against the movie.
Yeah. So those are our movies.
Those are the movies. Okay.
Let's go ahead and do some candy. I decided, let's do candy.
I decided long ago.
And I only did like 5.
Well, okay, then I don't feel bad for doing 9.
Awesome. This will make up for the last one.
Okay, so we did candy instead of cereal. And my top 9 candies are Twix, number 9. Okay. Number 8, Butterfingers. Number 7... regular M&M's. Number 6, Whoppers. Number 5, peanut butter M&M's. Number 4, Special Dark. Number 3, Snickers. Number 2, Reese's Pieces. And number 1 is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And Ryan is looking at me like it's not fair to put 2 different kinds of M&M's. Well, they're different tastes!
They're totally different. It's the difference between Mr. Good Bar and a Hershey Bar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the exact same thing.
It just seems like a way... I mean, you want to think, if it's your favorite, it's your favorite. And I can't... But I just think that, you know, it's a waste on your list of 9.
But
where
me,
you could
to
explore...
me, if you said you get to pick 9 different candy items to have one each day this week, I could totally pick M&M's one day and pick peanut butter M&M's another day and be satisfied with the variety between those two.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right, here we go. I have six candies that I enjoy the most. My number six is Abba Zaba.
Right.
And you guys, like, laughed. I don't understand.
Because Abba Zaba is just... Abba Zaba is the one where it's, like, the ecru-colored, like, taffy
surrounded.
But it's, like,
butter.
So hard and so unmanageable, right?
And yeah. It lasts longer.
I like it a lot. I just
Abba Zaba's delicious.
This rock lasts forever. It's a, I mean, that I mean, it's so unmanageable.
I had Abba Zaba when we went to go see Superman.
Oh, sweetheart.
And I think I finished it by the time you got there.
That's great.
So that just shows how slow Ryan is.
God, very slow. I made it in plenty of time.
You made it in plenty of time.
You made it in plenty of time.
Number five, and you are going to be jealous, and you're going to put this as number 10 on your list. Okay. Number five, bottle caps.
Oh. Yeah, you know
bottle
what?
Bottle caps are fucking delicious.
My list?
They're fucking great.
Yeah, no hard candies on yours.
No hard candies, no sour candies, and I get those shits all the time. Like, I always...
Oh, I didn't even put Nerd Ropes, and we love Nerd Ropes.
I didn't put Nerds.
Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty? Oh, Good and Plenty?
Bad and Too Many.
Yeah. I didn't
hear that.
I didn't put Necco.
Oh, Necco was all... Damn God damn it. See, this that's
my list of shit to eat.
So, if any...
So, bottle caps. Now. Bottle caps are fucking delicious.
Bottle caps are good. Root beer.
Root beer. Cola.
Orange.
The red kind. They're fucking... They're all... They are all fucking great.
We are so toast.
Number four is technically a cookie, but it's the same components as Kit Kat bars, which is Flaky Flicks.
Yeah.
Which is
a candy.
A wafer. It's in the cookie aisle.
It's in the cookie aisle, though.
It's a wafer cookie with chocolate. It's
surrounded in chocolate.
Surrounded, and then it's like rolled in like some kind of like crispy cereal stuff.
Yeah, like fried rice or something.
It's no different than a Reese's Sticks or a Kit Kat.
Number three, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, whether it's the big giant ones you get at Easter or the smaller ones that you get more of at Easter. I fucking love those things. I love peanut butter cups. I love any peanut butter candy, but peanut butter eggs takes the cake.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? I don't get the peanut butter trees or the peanut butter pumpkins.
Too much peanut butter. It's too much. Too rich.
No. It is. There's a lot of peanut butter in it.
Sure.
But I just don't. It's. I leave it as a treat.
Sure.
Once a year, eat nonstop.
Yeah.
Whole packages. Number two is Chunky.
Oh, I can't do it.
Chunky?
Oh, no. Open wide for Chunky.
What's
my
Chunky?
Cleveland.
I've never had one.
You never had a Chunky?
No. Is it
Holy
that,
fucking
is that
shit.
That one with the cherry in it?
No.
No, that's Big Cherry.
Oh.
Which is also good, but didn't make my list. Chunky is fucking great.
Oh, well, I'm sold.
Put it at number 10. Get rid of bottle caps.
I didn't put bottle caps down.
Chunky.
You can't tell me.
It's made by Nestle. It comes in a silver wrapper, and it's square.
It's cubic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal with Chunky. Now, Stevie, my wife, she hates raisins, but she loves Chunky. Here's what's in a Chunky. It's a big, fat, tall, square hunk of chocolate with peanuts and raisins in it.
Wow.
And it's made by Nestle. It's in like a Mylar package.
Yeah.
You've seen it before.
I've seen it.
Drop the 50 cents.
Yeah.
Pick one up and give it a try.
And there was like a big deal like in the 80s. They discontinued them or something like that. And then they brought them back. And
really?
There was it's like a niche candy. It's like
it
has
is.
Its own cult following.
But it's delicious. You got to try it. Do you like raisins?
I'll try it. Yeah. Yeah, I like raisins.
Try it.
They're nature's candy.
Number one, of course, is a peanut butter chocolate combo.
Of course.
Do you know which one it is?
I'm going to say Butterfinger.
No, I'm going to say Fifth Avenue.
It's Fifth Avenue.
Ah, good call.
Fifth Avenue, which is a lot more flaky than Butterfinger and doesn't get stuck in your teeth as much as Butterfinger, and it has delicious Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah.
See, I like the Butterfinger because when it gets compressed up in your teeth, it's almost like peanut butter marble. You could just imagine the sheen of the peanut butter as it's crystallized up in my teeth.
My teeth are orange and smooth.
And luxurious.
Butterfingers just... I could just feel it creating cavities.
Well,
why
Butterfingers made of drills.
All right. Well, so that's candy.
Go out and try a Chunky. I'm fucking not kidding you. Go now.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing television.
TV shows?
Do you want to do TV shows?
Yeah, I could do that.
Have you done any?
No, nah, I, nah, could, no, I totally could. I know what my favorite TV shows are.
Well, let me, I'll go, I'm going to tell everyone my favorite TV shows now, no particular order, and you can write down yours.
Okay.
Police Squad, Awesome Town, technically only a television pilot, but I consider all the digital video stuff they do on Saturday Night Live as part of Awesome Town, because pretty much the rest of SNL is...
Yeah. Oh, is that Lonely Island?
Yeah.
Awesome Town?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, UCB.
Oh, greatest show ever.
Greatest show of all time, Upright Citizens Brigade. Get season 1 on DVD and pray to God that season 2, 3, and 4 come out. The Price is Right.
I think you're the one that's
oh, yeah.
60-minute Price is Right.
Really a true representation of America. I mean, you don't see, like...
You know, free cars.
In terms of... Yeah, free cars and trips to Acapulco and Plinko.
Pure luck and purchasing and...
Sure, well, consumerism, of course, that's a big part of it. But, I mean, as far as, like, a wide variety of people, like, it's the most diverse... collection of people you see on television. You see the elderly, you see people of different ethnicities. I mean, it's America. Not too into Parker's Beauty is the current set too much, but yeah, I just like its representation of America. I love it.
Fair enough, man.
Yeah.
Alright, keep coming, Rob.
My Name is Earl.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like My Name is Earl. It's not the greatest show ever, but I really, really enjoy My Name is Earl. I'm a big fan of Jason Lee. Also, I put The Office...
British or U.S.?
I'm not familiar with the British one. I have not watched it. And
NBC loves you.
It's fucking a great show. The next one I put Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
It's a great show.
For some reason, I put on here episode 2. And that's how long I've been watching Conan, since episode 2.
Oh, I thought you meant that was your favorite TV show.
Episode 2.
Wow.
I love awesome. Attack of the Clones.
John Goodman was the guest on that show.
Very good.
So go ahead and check that out on the internet, see if he's right. And if he's not, you can send all your letters to myspace.com/Darmalars.
/. Number 3 is The Mythbusters.
Ooh,
really?
That's another good one.
I love The Mythbusters.
Well, I do too, but like show of all time. Like,
yeah, I hate TV.
I know you hate TV, but I mean, it's a good show.
These aren't in order.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm sure Price is Right would come before that. Hey, Ben.
But, like, even number 10, man, that, I mean, it's...
I love The Mythbusters.
Sure you do.
It's entertaining. It's educational. Uh-huh. They blow stuff up. Uh-huh. They're really funny. And they're total nerds. Like, it's an awesome show.
And Carrie's hot.
Oh, no. Oh, I totally agree. I just didn't expect it to be, like, on the list.
No, so, Mythbusters is awesome. I love Mythbusters.
So, do people know
I dressed up... as Jamie Hyneman from the Mythbusters for Halloween.
That's right.
Do you have a picture of that?
Yeah, we do, and yeah. We'll put it up.
We'll put it up at myspace.com/Darmalars.
It's really terrifying.
It's myspace.com, and then you have to put the picture of Slash from Guns N' Roses and the Darmalars.
We'll make a new logo.
If you don't have that on your keyboard, then story. All right, Ralph, you got 2 more.
Arrested, no, I didn't put Arrested. I put Lost as 2.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun. That's, yeah.
I put Lost as 2. And Arrested Development is one, because Arrested Development just makes me sad.
You know what?
There's a void. There is a void on my TiVo because of Arrested Development being gone.
I like how we took a little time to talk about each of your shows. You know what I think we should do is we
not
should get together like every week or so and talk about Lost. We don't need to spend any time talking about it right now.
All right.
All right, I'm going to do my 10. I'm going to do it kind of quick-like.
Okay.
So here's my list of top 10 TV shows of all time, kind of. But it's a big tapestry of what I'm feeling this week. Number 10,
You just
Sliders.
Made the list right now.
Yeah. Number 10 is Sliders.
Nerd.
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't want to go through my list because y'all are going to make fun of me.
No, we love that. Is that the one with Jerry O'Connell?
It is the one with Jerry
O'Connell. And he's got that nerdy guy.
And
he's trying.
He does have that nerdy guy.
John Rhys Davies.
And he's a superhero, but he has to, like...
There's
not
a girl,
let people know about it.
No.
There's a girl. There's a girl on the show which I believe will be in your list of girls.
You are absolutely
so
right,
my friend. We won't talk about her yet.
So think about that. That there's gonna. This might tie in later. Okay. Number 9 is The Twilight Zone.
Good.
I might not have thought of that if it weren't so damn close to the marathon that I watched this week, the 4th of July marathon. God damn, that Burgess Meredith can act.
Sure he can. He breaks his glasses, right? That's him?
That's him in one of those episodes.
Sure. Yeah. I never realized that Shatner was in the one with the napkin holder.
Yeah, and I'm not, Shatner is a genius.
But I watched that episode, and you're right. I'm not... I've never... Okay, here's where I fall in the nerd strata. When we were talking to Jay and Jack at Disneyland, they were asking if I was going to go to Comic-Con, and I'd rather rip my skin off with a potato peel than go to Comic-Con. And I explained the easiest way I could sum that up is that I'm fringe nerd. I'm not really a nerd. I'm just kind of on the outskirts.
You rub up against nerds.
Sure. More often than I should, probably.
Yeah, a couple drinks.
Sure you do.
I put on that little heart.
It was college. I experimented. So, Shatner. I didn't realize
Shatner's a genius.
He's really
so awesome in that episode, the one you're talking about.
Yeah, and he speaks Esperanto.
He was in the first film spoken entirely in Esperanto.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, how do you guys both know shit about Esperanto?
I know it because of Ryan Moore.
Okay, because you guys both came at me from opposite sides talking about Esperanto like I didn't know what happened.
And I went to Esperanto High School.
Esperanto High. All right, Twilight Zone, great show. Number 8, Star Trek Voyager.
Wow.
Next.
This is a controversial choice in the nerd world, because even the nerds don't like that one.
Wow.
That makes you cool. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that choice.
Redeemed.
You're redeemed.
Number 7, Look Around You.
A great show. We just
did I say Look Around
episodes.
You?
No, nope. You didn't.
I totally skipped over it. It's right there on my list. Look Around You. Right above you. Right,
I verify it's on his list.
It's on my
list. Which
means
Ruff had 11.
Cheater.
I take off Mythbusters.
I wrote yours down, Ralph, because
did you do that for me?
No, it was a joke.
Number 6 is Arrested Development. I love that show. Dense, hilarious, just brilliant.
Just like Ben.
Just like me.
Dense, hilarious, and brilliant.
That's right. Number 5, House MD.
Sure.
It's a new entry, but I really enjoyed it. Number 4, 24.
I have yet to see an episode of 24. I'm looking forward to watching season 1 this summer.
Nice. Number 3, Futurama.
Great show.
You love Futurama.
I love Futurama very much, and I'm super excited that it's coming back. Number 2.
Only we get that.
Yeah, that's a Southern California joke. So.
Yeah, but they didn't have to know it was a joke.
It was funny when we laughed.
Number 2 is The Simpsons.
Sure.
And number 1 is...
Lately, The Simpsons have been number 2. But I've seen some good episodes.
Yeah, every once in a while they still have a good one.
And number 1 is a little show that we call Lorst.
Awesome. Wow. Do you have any predictions on the finale of Lost, season 3?
I think we'll finally find out what's in Jack's backpack.
Sure.
And we're going to see...
All right.
We're going to see Kate's...
Enough Lost. This isn't Lost, this is Darmalars.
All right.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Let's get to our last list, because we're going on too long. But I want to talk about this this list a lot.
Stretch.
Go. Talk.
Which...
Communicate, friend.
Yeah. Which is women. Which, for me being married, number 1 on my list is Stevie. On my list of women, which Craig was saying, these are women that you would like, just like looking at, would like to go on a date with. So
okay, it's not a list of top 10 women I'd like to assassinate.
No, 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 no.
Let me start over.
Judy Tenuta.
Judy Tenuta.
Rita Weber would be on my list.
Paula Poundstone. Cross her off.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yeah, we don't care much for her. Yeah.
So, no, I of course didn't think assassinate.
Camille!
So top 10 ladies. I thought it was like celebrities, so I did not put my girlfriend at number 1.
Ryan.
I did not put him at number 1.
And we will be talking about that after the podcast.
Alright, here we go. Number 10, I put Rosario Dawson.
Normally I would agree with you. Have you seen the picture of her on the Clerks poster?
No.
She looks deformed. Like, she looks like a burn victim almost.
Is it her giant boobs?
No, it's like... It's like other burn ward?
It's like...
like Jessica Simpson burn ward victim?
No. Jessica Simpson looks like a melted Barbie, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you put a Barbie in a microwave.
I still think Ashley Simpson looks better.
I said militant Barbie. Let's try my damnedest to be.
There are some looks with Ashley Simpson where she does look very attractive.
Especially now that she's had her nose shaved. No, I'm not trying to promote cosmetic surgery. We all, as God made us, but damn, some people.
Some people.
Really need it. Their nose, yeah.
Oh, Ben, that reminds me. Let me talk to you after the podcast. I just know that you're self-conscious about your nose.
I have a gigantic nose, that's true.
But it's beautiful.
I don't think so.
A gigantic, beautiful schnoz.
Show Ryan.
Look it.
I've known Ben for like 12 years. He doesn't...
Look at this thing. Also, it's twisted.
No, it isn't. No, you know, it's not Owen Wilson. No.
Owen Wilson's nose isn't big. It's broken.
Like, Owen Wilson's nose, like, I was watching... What was it? Royal Tenenbaums.
Owen Wilson's nose.
The IMAX saga. And it actually was hard for me to breathe through my own nose. Looking at his nose, it really was disturbing. It's sort of like, you know, when like there's a movie where somebody's like in a confined space and you got, yeah, exactly.
Or someone has laryngitis and they talk to you and you find yourself whispering.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy, but I know what you're. I've never noticed that.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen with Owen Wilson's nose is the Behind Enemy Lines poster. His nose is all jacked up,
right.
But they airbrushed his nose to look normal.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally not bent in those two spots.
They probably have... Oh, I'm choking on candy right now. Oh, Reese's Pieces. They probably did, like, focus groups or something. Like, what do you think of this poster? I mean, nothing like that just slips through undetected.
I could just imagine some fucking prick in Peoria being like, I would like it better if his nose weren't too busted.
Yeah, me too. His nose makes me cry.
And then some fucking douche in a suit is like, all right, airbrush the nose.
Awful.
That's how they talk.
Dude, with a monocle and a scarf?
That's right.
Do you number 10. We'll switch it up.
I was telling Rob earlier, when I was trying to come up with this list, that it's hard for me to come up with a list of attractive ladies without having access to my hard drive on my computer, where I have hundreds of pictures stored.
A Photoshop where it's Jerry Ryan's
head.
On Chasey Lane's body.
Jerry Ryan's head on a moose.
a dog and a cat.
And two goats. Okay, so my number 10 is Uma Thurman.
Okay.
She is outstanding.
Yeah, she is unique looking.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
Well, is there anybody else who looks like her? Really?
Well, then we're all unique.
Ralph looks like Ham on the Street. I look like, apparently, Cal Ripken Jr. Somebody showed me a picture. I accidentally shaved my head over the holiday, and it...
Whoops!
Yeah, I'm now bald, and somebody brought in a picture at work and put up Cal Ripken Jr.'s picture in my cubicle.
No, but
we all look like somebody. Yeah, but nobody looks like her.
I understand
the rationale behind it.
In Uma Thurman, the U is for unique.
All right, you go. Number 9.
Number 9. I put Liv Tyler.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking Lord of the Rings Liv Tyler. I'm talking, not even talking Armageddon Liv Tyler.
All right.
That thing you do.
Check this out.
I'm talking, no. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Jersey Girl. If you watch Jersey Girl, that's totally what every dude is looking for in movies. But they, you know, I don't know. I can't. It's really hard to discuss
Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler, that's a good choice. I was going to bring up that you don't want to sit next to our friend Seth when Liv Tyler starts speaking that Elvish.
Okay. Ryan
Seth is
like Ryan
-1.
Ryan is fringe nerd.
Right.
Or nerd fringe as far as hanging out with me and Ben.
Right, he rubs up against
now,
me.
Now, there's a guy that me and Ben hang out with who I consider myself nerd fringe with.
Yeah.
And that's our good friend Seth. We were on our way to spring training.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the back of the car with Ben right here to my right, Ben Johnson.
That's me.
And Seth was...
Driving.
Seth was driving?
Yeah.
Seth was driving.
He chipped in and drove.
Anyway, he was talking about how exciting it was to hear Liv Tyler speak Elvish.
So we could bleep
out the name.
We could do the long version. We could do the short version.
No, that's fine. I'm fine.
All right, and you know what? I think the best part of the Dharma Lars podcast is hear them talk about fucking editing throughout the whole podcast.
Oh, are they going to discuss what they'll cut out this week?
Oh, should we cut that out? No, we'll keep it in. It's
like,
fine.
They'll listen at home and they're like, every time they make a joke, they're like, okay, every time they make a joke and they talk about editing it, take a drink.
But I usually edit it out. Do you listen to the show? We edit all that out.
Yeah, that's right. Good call. All right, okay, cool. Number 9.
Number 9.
Heather Graham.
Ooh, she's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Roller Girl.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to the other podcast, listening to their list, and making my list, there's a totally whole different set of women on my list and their list. And I think the age gap, I think Craig might be just a couple years younger than me. And it's very, very interesting to see how our taste.
Dakota Fanning.
Some other young girl.
Somebody else.
If Hollywood would cast one, I'm sure.
Well, they were talking about Scarlett Johansson in. What were they talking about?
She's on my list.
Spoilers.
Eight-legged freaks, or but that's something she was in like way younger, and it was very funny.
I love that Heather Graham.
Sweet. My number 8, I put Jessica Biel.
Ooh, from Stealth, the Hollywood hit.
I think that might be the only movie I've seen her in. Oh man, now,
what's the name of the girl who was in Flashdance? What was her name? Jennifer Beale.
Jennifer Beale.
So whenever anybody says Jessica Biel, that's what I think.
That's what you think of. You're like,
really? She's got to be like a mid 40s, totally peak right now. Right?
All
right,
man.
All right.
But yeah, I guess she mostly it's like.
So should most of America.
Yeah, I was in motherfucking China. They didn't have Stealth there.
Yeah, they did.
Because if they showed,
yeah, they did. You just couldn't see it because it's so.
If they showed it, there, it would be like trade secrets against the nation.
That's true. Well,
yeah. Rob Cohen was really into authenticity with his stealth airplane that downloaded every song on the internet.
Ever. Number 8 for me, I don't know if I'm going to say her name right, but Emily DeRaven.
Oh, she's on that show on the Disney Channel, right?
That's so Raven. That's so DeRaven. Always DeRaven.
Always DeRaven.
Who is that? That's, I don't know who that is.
Emily DeRaven, she's
Claire
on Lost.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
she was in Brick.
Oh, she's very pretty.
My number 7, I put Catherine Bell. I've never seen an episode of JAG in my life.
Because you're not my grandpa. Or whoever watches that show.
Grandpa Coke?
Grandpa Coke, yeah. You're not him.
I'm not
is your grandpa's name Coke, really?
He goes by Coke. He's gone by Coke for, I guess, 82 years now.
His real name is Coca-Cola Soft Drink.
His real name is Diet Coke.
How did he get them? Do you mind me asking? How
no,
that
I don't
was
mind.
It was an addiction, was it?
No, it had nothing to do with cocaine.
Okay, very good.
Or did it? His real name is Cloyd, but I don't know if it was like one of those things.
If my name was Cloyd, I would go to Coke.
You'd go with Coke, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't what's know your, what's his wife's name, your grandmother's name?
BJ.
BJ and Coke. You have the coolest grandparents' names ever.
Yeah, I totally want to write like a Steve Miller style ballad about them.
He's gonna sneeze. Hold on. We'll edit this out.
Every sneeze is cool.
Yeah,
keep that shit.
BJ and Coke. Fucking, what a great name.
Yeah,
like my grandparents' name were Papa and Grammy.
Wow, well, that was kind of destiny, wasn't it?
That's quite an interesting perspective you have on their names here. Yeah, Catherine Bell is an attractive lady.
Yeah, I know nothing about her except she was the wallpaper on my friend Sean's MySpace page for a while.
And that was enough.
And I think she would make a great Wonder Woman if Joss Whedon would make her as Wonder Woman.
Oh, that just makes me think of someone that I didn't put on my list.
Don't put Linda Carter.
No, not Linda.
Don't put Sandra Bullock either.
Well, it's too late for that.
Fuck! Alright, here we go.
Spoilers! Give me your list. I'm going to spoil your
list. I didn't spoil any. No, very good!
Irene Ryan!
Irene Ryan!
I just gave Roth his list back.
Oh.
Alright, I'll do my number 7 since it hasn't been spoiled. Well, it's been alluded to. My number 7 is Kari Wuhr.
Yes, who was on Sliders and Remote Control.
And she was also.
Oh, right, okay.
And she was in 8-Legged Freaks.
With.
But she wasn't some tiny girl, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, she, Kari Wuhr is amazing to me.
Why is that? What is it, the red hair?
No.
I get her and Kylie Minogue mixed up.
Yeah, I don't think she even qualifies as red hair. Mostly she's a brunette, sometimes a blonde, but you know how it goes.
Was she red hair in 8-Legged Freaks?
Maybe like a strawberry blonde. Yeah, maybe. Hmm. I'm not good at that kind of thing.
Yeah, colors. Yeah, I haven't learned those yet.
Yeah, I haven't learned those yet. But I'm all the way to F in my alphabet.
Fans in tot time right now. Which is before. Well, you got it.
Oh, you go number 6.
I don't know if you guys are going to give me shit for this or not, but you know I like redheads.
Sure.
A lot.
Sure.
Marcia Cross.
No, fuck Marcia Cross.
Alright.
See you, Ben. Have fun.
She was the one with the scar, right? On Melrose Place on her head.
I don't know, I never watched that.
Okay. No, she just parts her hair.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I put Bryce Dallas Howard.
Who is that?
See, you don't know who that is. It's Ron Howard's daughter. She was the star of The Village.
Sure.
Oh.
And she's in Lady in the Water, yeah. Which I'm excited to see.
She's...
Yeah.
And she's playing Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man 3.
Nice.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah, she's got a real, like...
You're not into freckles.
No, I'm not into freckles, no. But it's yeah, not she's always got plenty. A deal breaker.
She's got plenty, but...
But yeah, she's got like a real, like, ethereal quality.
She looks like a Gelfling.
Yeah, she does. Fiskig, nahina.
Wow,
holy shit. Ben is talking fucking Gelfling. I thought I was bad for making a Dark Crystal reference, but you speak their language.
All I said was Fiskig.
Don't speak it in front of Seth.
Now that's
gotta stay in
there. My number six is Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Only all the way up at six? You love her.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your top five.
Yeah,
you love Jennifer Connelly. Is it because she speaks Elvish in Labyrinth?
I do remember that scene in Labyrinth where she... No.
That is highly illogical for somebody to speak Elvish in an MC Escher painting.
In a movie about goblins.
They speak Mandakapar. What was that word you said on our first podcast? Or the podcast where we were talking about... screen names.
Man, I say a lot of fucking words.
You said...
Oh, I was trying to say Seth's screen name. His screen name now, he changed it to Nerd Pantro Cator or something. I don't know what it means.
Because we're not super nerds like he is.
Oh, I love you, Seth.
I love you too, Seth.
You...
I just have never heard his screen name said out loud.
We're dedicating this show to Seth, who's still alive.
Nerd
He just spelled it out. Spell it for everybody.
All right, the first word is nerd. Okay. Which you all know.
And his
R-A-L-P-H.
Alright.
The second word, I don't even know if I'm getting this right, but it's P-A-N-T-O-K-R-A-T-O-R. Crator? Cantocrator? I don't know.
I loved it when you said it on the other podcast, because I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about.
Neither did I. I was fucking high.
Okay, so your number six was...
My number six Jennifer is Jennifer Connelly. Dark hair, alluring eyes, and big cans.
All right.
She was in that great movie, Dark City.
This next one. See, I did a very diverse list.
Yeah, I picked all girls.
Ming-Na. Is it Ming-Na?
I don't even know who that is. But I put Ava Mendez.
Oh, yeah. From
Stuck on You.
And she's going to be in Ghost Rider, right?
She is in Ghost Rider.
Wow.
She looks good in that movie, too.
She's good.
She's good looking.
All right, my number five...
She's a little giant, but whatever.
My number five should be, no surprise...
should be.
Sandra Bullock.
I don't know.
I can't.
Ever since I've known Ben, he has had a fucking raging hard-on for Sandra Bullock.
It's been... I've been
what
a fan
is, what
of
is it? Is it? It's the person... It's gotta be personality. She's okay looking, I suppose.
Yeah, she's quite attractive. That's a large part of it. But personality is also there.
It wasn't Speed, was it?
It was Speed.
God, when she's laying on the ground at the end and she just, like, went through, like, 20 cones.
Her face
looks like a fish.
I'm always attracted to a lady if she's got Keanu all on top of her.
That so you like Carrie Ann Moss?
Wait, so yeah. Do you like Keanu?
No. God, no.
So what? Why is that the qualifier? Why would you...
Oh, God, why would you even say that?
Because... I really do like you.
The whole thing was a joke.
So no, did you go... Are you going to see Lake House?
I've been a fan of hers. You know,
the Magic Mail.
You thought about it, haven't you?
I did think about it. I thought about seeing Lake House. I thought that it was in my contract. I thought, like, I was...
There's kind of a sci-fi
I thought
twist.
I was obligated, because there's a sci-fi twist, and Sandra Bullock's in it, and every now and then you go to a romantic movie with your girl.
Have you seen Crash yet?
No.
She's in that movie.
I know.
And so is Brendan Fraser. You love that guy.
You know what else I haven't seen? You put it on, like, your top 10. I haven't seen one of your top 10 movies.
Wait, let me see. Hold on.
No, I saw the
We do have music pinned underneath this.
It's either Brazil
or
CQ.
I haven't seen CQ.
Oh, man.
She is in that.
Who is?
Sandra Bullock.
She's not.
That's actually, no, she's not.
That's a lie. That's a lie. The whole thing was a lie.
You were thinking of while you were sleeping.
That's what I was thinking of.
They're so similar.
Bill Pullman. Awesome. He's in that, right?
Agent code named Bill Pullman. Yeah. That's,
no.
Like, who is it?
He's in While You Were Sleeping.
Oh.
No, While You Were Sleeping is Bill Pullman. And then
Peter Gallagher.
The guy with the eyebrows. Yeah. Wow, two awesome love interests?
Yeah, I guess I watched the shit out of that movie. I like Sandra Bullock.
And Bill Pullman.
So, okay, that's my number five.
My number...
Four.
My number four, I do not know how to pronounce this name whatsoever, but in my diverse list of ten, it's that girl from those movies. And I think I'm spelling this backward. I think it's pronounced Zhang Zi.
Maybe. She's from...
She's in Rush Hour 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's in Memoirs of a Geisha. But you know who I'm talking about. What do you think? Do you think,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so that's your number four. It's my turn for number four.
Number four.
Belucci.
Monica Belucci. I thought you were talking about some character from Welcome Back, Kotter.
I was talking about Jim Belushi or the Belush.
No. You were both wrong. That wasn't what I was talking about.
It was
yes, Monica Belucci. She has Belucci. Some Keanu up on her.
Which is a main criteria, as I said. I like it when a chick gets Keanu all up on that piece.
That's
Kate crazy. Blanchett?
Would you... Is really? Yes, she is my next one, as a matter of fact.
I was just talking about girls that had Keanu all up on them.
Does she?
Don't they, like, make out or something in that movie, or...
What movie?
The Gift.
Oh.
Or they...
No!
They're in the same movie.
No, I was talking about Matrix.
Ah.
Two.
But, yeah, I know.
Like, Kate Blanchett?
I don't know why he brought... Like, you just brought up The Gift.
I was talking about people that... Keanu's in that movie, right?
Yeah, he's in...
I haven't seen it so long.
He beats her, though.
I thought they had a scene together.
Yeah, where he, like, beats her or something.
Yeah, he's, like, menacing her. He's all up on her.
Wait, I just
want... With his beating.
I want to verify. Kate Blanchett from The Aviator and... Is that her? No.
Yes.
She's
in The Gift.
She's also in The Gift.
Yes.
And she's really on your list.
She's character on my list. The titular power.
Really?
Yes.
She's, like, 30 years older than you are.
Well, so is Irene Ryan, and she's number one.
Oh, God, you gave it away.
No, I don't know what it is.
I know, Kate Blanchett's fine. Are you kidding? She's
a
beautiful queen in Lord of the Rings.
No, but I mean, I just don't see...
I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. It might... I don't...
No, I agree.
I would never
life
say
Life Aquatic,
hot.
Even though she's...
I would never...
Pregnant?
I would never think hot
but
or...
But she's beautiful.
Certainly she is. But, like, in a more...
Handsome?
Like, no, not in a handsome way. Like, I'm trying to think of what the proper term is.
Sophisticated.
Very sophisticated.
Graceful.
To be certain, like, I picture her being
classic.
In a museum or something.
Well, I'm sorry to...
No, that's number three. I'm serious, though.
That's pretty funny.
That's not.
That's serious. I'm...
I agree, man. I can see that.
Google search.
My number three is Vita Guerra.
I have no idea who that is.
Vita Guerra. She
Wasn't that a Beck album?
She's... I don't know who she is. No, that's... I get it now. Sorry.
Isn't that the shirt with the four pockets on the
that's
front?
That's Vita Italy. No, that's a Vita Guayabera.
That's a Guayabera? Who
so
is she?
Who is it? Lay it on us.
She started off as, like, one of those...
She. Remember that from Arrested Development? Joe said that? She.
He's, like, trying to come up with a dog joke for Michael. She started off in FHM magazine as like
she's the one with the ass.
Door. Yeah, she's the one with the ass.
She's the one with the ass. That's all I had to say.
She was just in Playboy this month.
Got it. We're number two.
Yeah, go.
I'm wondering if she's on yours because we just watched Kingdom of Heaven together.
She's not, but I almost put her on the list.
Future Bond girl. She's the next Bond girl. Eva Green.
I almost put her on the list, but then I used the criteria. Well, I only really have, like, 10 pictures of her on my hard drive. So she shouldn't really beat out girls that I have 40 or 50 of.
Sure.
But yeah, Eva Green is a quite attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is Scarlett Johansson.
Hooray. I totally support that.
I totally support that, too, but unfortunately, like, I didn't put it on my list. And the only reason why is because it's so obvious, and Craig and Ryan... talked about it on the other podcast, but it's just like I wanted to discuss it here, but I felt like I wouldn't want to put it on my list because I knew you would have it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to discuss
it
twice.
I like her, and you know what's...
Her face is crazy.
Crazy.
What? It's weird. It's like set up strange.
Her lips are a weird shape.
They're positioned strangely on her face. She almost looks like one of those dolls you squeeze, mm-hmm. and the eyes and ears and mouth pop out.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But they say but that, they, like, they've
but
done...
But it's set up, and I don't know, it just works somehow.
They've done studies about, like, what people find attractive, and it's like, asymmetry is one of the big things.
Really?
And yeah, it's because it's natural. I mean, everybody's face is a lot to them, so I guess...
Yeah.
I mean, certainly you don't want to be Quasimodo or something like that. I mean,
yeah, well,
to that extent.
I think she's...
Sorry to all the hunchbacks out there in the world, but...
Speaking of overrated, that Lost in Translation, I did not like that movie.
I didn't like it as well.
But she was good in it. And she was good in a different kind of way than she was good in The Island. So, I like that. That shows range.
Sure.
I love The Island. That movie was so much fun.
The Island was awesome.
And I'm going to get so much shit for saying that.
You know what? Bring it on.
I just couldn't...
I know
your stance.
Not people in the room.
You love Clonus so much.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure if you're focused enough to find your way to this podcast, that you're also focused enough to know the story, but The Island essentially is a ripoff of this god-awful film called Clonus the Partor, which was featured frequently on Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's almost...
Which is another show that should have been on my list.
Yeah, what were they doing? You guys fucking blow.
Mythbusters is awesome.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater is better than Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It's better than House.
Sure. But I'm French nerd. So.
Alright.
So
you're number two, Scarlett Johansson. We all agree. Everyone on the planet Earth agrees.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't original.
No. I'm just saying that, I mean, there's...
Yeah. And we did your number one
already. It's almost like a Trump. We have not done my number one.
What is it?
I thought your number one was Stevie. Your wife.
Oh, yeah, she's my number one. Wait, am I on two now? I got all mixed up. Yeah, here's number two.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Point one.
Here's 2.1.
And you won't know who she is.
Oh.
Oh, you might know who she is. Her name is Angela Lindvall.
Who is Angela Lindvall?
Yeah, who's that?
She plays Agent Codename Dragonfly in CQ.
Oh, yeah, she is very attractive.
She's also in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. She plays Flicka. The tortoise, Flicka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucka.
Fucka, yeah. If you squint your eyes, it looks like Fucka. Clint Howard? More like... Let me just squint my eyes and check this out. Anyway.
In like font. And the sequel, Our Man Funt. And my number one to finish off the night of lists is Salma Hayek.
Man, that is the best reaction. No. Salma Hayek's very attractive. Here's why Ryan's giving the boo, because he's thinking Dogma right now.
Yes, I am. I'm a muse.
I am fine with that choice. I think that is... That's a good choice.
Yeah, you can't boo Salma Hayek.
What
movie?
Name the movie.
I also wouldn't put her anywhere remotely close to my top 50.
What?
No. She just doesn't... I don't know what it is about her. She just doesn't...
Because you got the Belushi in your top 50.
That's right. James Belushi, number 3.
I find it interesting that she doesn't even enter in your realm of possibility.
Like, she... I don't know why she raises my ire so much, but I she just does.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. And
well, she's hot.
Yeah, she does. I will say that when she's dancing to Candy Girl... And incidentally, Candy Girl is Ralph's favorite song, so if you want to email copies of Candy Girl to Ralph.
Candy Girl.
When she is dancing to Candy Girl, yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Alright.
That's our list.
Yeah, I guess we got nothing, right?
Oh man, I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted. They had to listen to this shit.
Shit.
But they have the edited version, which is at least a third as long.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of a third as long.
Zip.
More penis jokes.
People hey, man, go with what you know.
I know my penis is a joke.
Oh,
my goodness.
That was good structure there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, Dharmalars on MySpace. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Tell us.
Not on this episode. How about previous episodes?
Yeah, tell us what you think of previous episodes. Why not this one?
I don't know.
We beat a bye on this.
It's gonna be edited into something great anyway. So.
Yeah, give it. No, this week don't tell us what we thought of this week.
No. Tell us what you thought of this week, and we'll.
But don't,
it'll
don't
be great.
Tell us what you thought of this week until next week. So that way we don't see it until after we already record one, and we can't take any feedback.
And remember, this weekend is From Russia with Love.
That's right. So if you want to watch From Russia with Love, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Watch From Russia with Love is Sean Connery's favorite Bond film. Ooh. Directed by Terrence Young. Oh,
Terrence.
Music by John Barry.
Oh, John Barry, much better.
Music by John Barry.
And the first appearance of
Q. Right?
Q. Desmond Llewellyn makes his first appearance.
Yeah.
And the first gadget and
sure.
Oh, and Robert Shaw is in it.
Robert Shaw from Jaws is in the film.
Yeah.
So oh, really? I didn't
he plays that. Red Grant. He's like this buff ass dude that can take a brass knuckles to the stomach by an old lady.
Well.
Oh, and even better yet,
what
is Mr. Bugaloo from The Apple?
Oh, God.
Is in this film.
Should we need to save The Apple for another day because
we will already talk.
We'll talk about
next
the Apple.
Next time. We'll discuss
the
MGM classic From Russia with Love, as well as the other MGM classic, The Apple. This is your homework assignment for this week. Go online and search for the trailer for The Apple. So that next week when you hear our conversations about it, you'll kind of have an idea where we're coming from on the subject. Also, if you have the chance, Netflix it, put it at the beginning, at the top of your queue, or however that works, or go to Blockbuster and rent it.
But you want to know something? It's like available in the bargain bin at your local. Like I bought my copy at a supermarket, and I think it was less than $10.
Probably. The most god-awful movie ever, but also at the same time, incredibly entertaining and incredibly life-changing. I guarantee you, if you watch The Apple, you'll think about The Apple for at least a week.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's a guarantee.
Maybe I can just put one up on the Dharma Lars MySpace page.
Yeah, find a YouTube one, yeah.
I'll find one on YouTube. I think there's one with a weird introduction from a couple guys, but I'm sure it's up there somewhere.
Next week's podcast will be the last one before we go to Comic-Con.
Yes. Ben, any closing thoughts?
I'm going to go see Pirates of the Caribbean 2 tomorrow, and I'm more fired up about it than is really safe.
I am fired up to see the Transformers teaser trailer.
Wow.
At the beginning of Pirates 2.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So thanks for coming along on the Dharma Lars ride, and man, every time I come up with a catchphrase, this guy's gonna laugh at it. You know? Put your weight on it.
See you at the potty, Richter.
Show them what to do. Show them what to do. The night rode on. We shared a hearty meal and talked of many things, of scimitars and shields. I'll protect you, my friend. I'll defend you, my friend. I will fight for you, my friend, till I die. Hey now, little mouse, I hope we understand one another. Hey now, little mouse, show me what to do. You see, it was meant to be.
I like your list. I mean, if I were stuck with your movies on your list, I would be A-okay. There's not
for
a
jerking off, because you would love to jerk off the Stripes.
and you always go back to the classics.
And the Beastmaster.
Yeah, RoboCop.
You're going to jerk off to RoboCop?
Man, if you're dedicated enough, you could jerk off to anything.
Peter Weller has a crazy forehead,
though. Yeah? Oh, the better to collect my sperm.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez, Ben.
You can edit that out.
No!
I kind of like that.
That's gold. When people go to the MySpace page, it should play on a loop.